Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're diving deep into the core of who we are, exploring the connection between our emotions and our spirits, heart and soul. Let's get into it. At the core of every person lies a beautiful, intricate tapestry woven from experiences, emotions, dreams, and beliefs, the very essence of heart and soul. And heart and soul is simply an invitation to journey inward, to explore the depths of who you are beyond the roles you play and the expectations you carry. It's about reconnecting with your truest self, embracing your vulnerabilities, and nurturing the sacred space within you where your purpose and passion reside. So today we're just going to focus on honoring both the gentle whisper of your heart and the bold soul you have. It's about learning to listen to your inner voice, trusting your instincts, and creating a life that reflects your authentic spirit in a world that often asks you to fit into molds. Heart and soul connection today, this podcast calls you to break free and embrace the fullness of who you were created to be. So we're going to focus on different exercises, introspectives, and just strategies to guide you towards a deeper sense of self-awareness, peace, and clarity. You'll discover how to honor your emotions, embrace all of your imperfections, and just live a life with authenticity and grace, because that's what it's all about. Your heart and soul holds the keys to your greatest treasures, and all you really need to do is look within. Take a moment to just think about anything that you're passionate about. What are you putting your heart and soul into? Sometimes in our lives, we separate our emotions from our spiritual selves, but the truth is, our heart and our soul, they are intertwined in a very crafty way. They influence each other, they nourish each other, and when aligned, they create a sense of wholeness and authenticity. So this episode isn't about preaching or pushing any specific belief systems. It's about acknowledging the deep connection between our emotional and spiritual well-being and exploring how to cultivate a life where we both thrive. They both thrive together. So we're going to get real and raw about the challenges of aligning our hearts and soul and explore how to live from a place of genuine integrity. We'll explore the common disconnections between our heart and soul and discuss the importance of self-awareness and vulnerability, and unpack practical strategies for nurturing both aspects of ourselves. We'll be honest about the challenges of navigating the complexities of our inner world, but also celebrate the immense peace, joy, and fulfillment that comes with living a life that's aligned with our heart and aligned with our soul. So I want to get into that. What are some of the common disconnections between heart and soul? One of the biggest things you can do is simply ignore your emotions, suppressing or denying your feelings. Your feelings matter. It's okay to not be okay. Don't suppress your emotions or ignore your emotions or pretend that they're not existing. Don't be in denial about your true, authentic feelings. Acknowledge them. And most importantly, just live aligned with your values, acting in a way. Sometimes people act in a way that contradicts their core beliefs, or they seek external validation. We talked about that. Validation is for parking. Tying your worth to the opinions of others, that's a huge no-no. Or negative spiritual needs, like just neglecting them in general, disregarding the connections to something larger than ourselves are holding on to past hurts, carrying emotional baggage. Emotional baggage is heavy. Don't carry the baggage. It weighs you down, so you have to unload unnecessary emotional baggage. And also another one is living a superficial life, focusing on material possessions or external appearances. That's so superficial. It's okay to look nice, but you have to have some substance. You have to have some heart and soul. And it's what's on the inside that counts. Look inwards, you know? And I want to go over some practical strategies to align your heart and soul. The first thing is you have to be aware. Practice that self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts, your feelings, your patterns, your behaviors. This will give you insight on how you're feeling to align your heart and soul and identify your core values. What's important to you in your life? What really matters the most? And focus on that and align those things with your life. And practice mindfulness. Be present in the moment. Connect with your inner self. And just spend time doing things that brings that level of awareness. I know we did a podcast where we meditated together. And practice that creative expressions. It's so important to have mindfulness. That's going to be the key to aligning your heart and soul. Self-awareness is critical. That's one of my core values, self-awareness. I'm very alert. You know, some people live in this denial. They're delusional. They're in denial about a lot of things that are happening to them. Don't let that be you. Practice increasing your level of self-awareness. Another thing that you could do, cultivate gratitude. Focus on the blessings in your life. What's going on in your life that's so special? And, you know, cultivate those things. And forgiveness. Forgiveness is key. Let go of past hurts and resentments. They only keep you trapped and they keep you stuck. You have to practice forgiveness. Forgive and move on. It doesn't mean that you forgot about whatever that situation was. Remember it. Don't ever forget. But you have to forgive for your heart to release it and have that level of pureness. So seek out, you know, just building authentic relationships where you're able to base them on authenticity and vulnerability. A lot of people have these frenemies and fake friendships, and a lot of younger people and even some older people are getting caught in the trap of having those fake friends and frenemies. So be aware when someone's not being genuine and build relationships based on authenticity and vulnerability. It's good for the soul. Realness is good for the soul. That's what we're calling this podcast, Real Raw Relevance. So remember that the relationships that you seek out, make sure that they're based on authenticity and vulnerability, and live with integrity. Act in a way that aligns with all of your core values, and listen to your heart, your intuition, trust your inner wisdom, and use that as guidance. And there are some incredible benefits of aligning your heart and soul. You have increased peace and contentment. You have a strong sense of inner harmony, balance and harmony, baby. You have improved relationships, connecting with others on a deeper, genuine, authentic level, and you have a greater sense of purpose, living a life that feels meaningful and fulfilling, and you have enhanced emotional well-being, experiencing greater resilience and emotional balance. So when our hearts and souls are aligned, we experience a sense of wholeness, authenticity, and a deep connection. It's about living from a place of genuine integrity where our actions reflect our values and our emotions are honored. That's so critical. So reflect and be open and embrace your emotional and spiritual self and understand the importance of inner alignment, that balance and harmony, and what beauty and benefits that bring into your life from listening to your inner voice, quieting the external noise, tuning into your intuition, trusting your inner wisdom, trusting your gut. Don't let anyone or anything psych you out. Understand how to have that power of discernment and mindfulness and awareness, and honor your emotions, embracing vulnerability and authenticity in every area of your life. I know it's not easy to be vulnerable. Being authentic comes natural for me, but sometimes it doesn't come natural for the people that you're building relationships with. So be mindful that when you're making those connections and you're building new relationships or acknowledging existing ones, that there is a level of genuine and authenticity that's being present. If not, move accordingly, because everyone isn't for you, and that throws off the balance and harmony in your heart and soul. So you want to have peace and just being able to be vulnerable and be authentic and have that reciprocated, and process your emotions with grace and ease, and letting your feelings guide, not control your path. So have your head in the game and just understand the balance and all of it, and nurturing your soul. Practices for spiritual growth, cultivating peace and inner stillness, and creating a space for reflection and renewal, whatever that looks like for you. We're not being super preachy over here. Whatever you need to do to nurture your soul. Your soul is one of the most divine aspects of you. So find ways to cultivate peace and inner stillness from within, and spend less time looking outward for validation and focusing on the material. Focus on your gut, focus on your inner spiritual growth and cultivating that peace within your life. That'll bring you so much power in understanding your heart and your soul in the midst of everything, and just creating that space for reflection and renewal. And live with authenticity. That's what we talk about a lot. That's what this podcast is based on. And releasing that people pleasing and trying to please others and being a perfectionist. Let go of that. Like, you can't please everybody, and we're not perfect. So you have to release people pleasing and perfectionism. It's only bringing you downwards, and embrace your unique journey. You are amazing, and your journey is unique, and there's no one like you. And your journey in life, it's your own. It's a unique path that's craftily created from you from the day you were born. That's your unique journey and your unique path, and just owning your truth unapologetically. That's what we're talking about on Real Raw Relevant. Just being authentic, nurturing your heart and your soul, and focusing on that inner growth, practicing for, cultivating peace and just having that joy, that emotional and spiritual self that you're embracing, the importance of the alignment of your heart and your soul, and just the joy that it brings when you quiet out that external noise and you look inward, not outward, for validation and seeking the opinions and influence of others, and tuning into your intuition and trusting your inner wisdom. And if you don't trust your inner wisdom today, that's okay. At least you're honest. That's what it's all about, being honest. Work on getting the additional resources so that you can cultivate and bring out that level of trust and understand and have that level of self-awareness. So whatever resources you need, reading books, listening to podcasts, whether that's getting counseling professionally, whatever you need to just understand the importance of your inner voice and how to listen to it and how to create that balance and harmony between your heart and your soul. And it's so imperative to simply live from the inside out, making choices that are aligned with your core values, that aren't based on what others have to say, society expectations. They're based on your core values and letting your inner light guide your path and open up that window and creating a life that reflects your heart and your soul. Your heart and soul are your compass, guiding you towards a life of meaning, connection, and peace. When you learn to honor and listen to your inner voice, embrace your truth, and nurture your spirit, you begin to live with freedom and authenticity. So today's podcast, The Heart and Soul, reminds you that the answers you're seeking, they're not found in the world around you. They already exist within you. So I'm going to say that for the people in the back. I'm going to say that again. The level of things you're seeking, the answers you're seeking, they're not found in the world around you. They already exist within you. So trust yourself. Cherish your journey and embrace the beauty of living fully from the heart and soul. You won't regret it. It's one of the most beautiful things that you can do. And having that beauty from the inside out, making those choices from the inside out that validate you, trusting your gut, trusting your intuition, and standing on it. Standing on your truth. Your life has meaning and significance, and it's about owning your truth unapologetically, being you and embracing all of your uniqueness. When you align your heart and your soul and you trust yourself, you cherish your journey and just embrace that beauty of living your authentic self, focusing on trusting your gut and leaning into your heart and soul. It matters. It makes a difference. And allow that healing to shape your growth and just release past hurts and regrets and embrace the beauty of the scars and understand that this is your personal journey and embrace that. It's unique and it's yours and there's no one like you. And have that sense of mindfulness to give you clarity on aligning your heart and soul, because as we talked about it, the benefits are so amazing when you're balanced and you have that perspective and you have a great understanding of who you are and trust your gut and your instincts, because this is your life to live. So you beautiful souls, go boldly and create that life that resonates with you, creating a life that reflects your authentic spirit, because the world will often try to mold you into something that may not resonate with your heart and soul. So stay true to yourself, stay true to who you are, because heart and soul is about breaking free and embracing the fullness of who you were created to be, your own uniqueness, your own personal path, and your own journey. So focus on that, incorporating that daily habits, you know, mindfulness, meditation, or different exercises you can do, journaling to create that introspection. Just quiet the noise and listen to your heart and your soul and let them align you and guide you and allow you to create a beautiful life that you truly deserve by trusting your heart and soul and staying true to yourself and what matters the most. I don't know about you, but I feel so happy when I'm embracing things that I'm passionate about in my heart and I'm doing them with my full heart and I'm coming from a genuine place, and it just excites me. I've been doing so many great things that I'm excited about and I'm passionate about, and I had to create that lane. I had to create that path, and sometimes it doesn't look like what others want for me, but it's all about what you desire for yourself and be true to that. And everyone may be on board or they may not be on board, but what's important is that you do what's best for you and listen to your heart and, you know, have those necessary resources where you've done the research and you know what you're looking for, you know who you are, and you know what your core values are, and trust your gut and go with it and go with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your gut and dive into whatever excites you, whatever you're doing. Put your heart and soul into it and just be the best at something that you value and something that you truly want for yourself and in your life, and have that balance and harmony. What area of your life are you focusing on to align your heart and soul? What small step can you take today to nurture both aspects of yourself? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, your heart and soul are interconnected. Nurture both and live a life that is truly whole. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.